I did it my way.
A new chief for the embattled State Department of Environmental Quality.
But the effort to restore confidence to an agency that was a huge part of the Flint water crisis is off to a rocky start. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So last week, Governor Rick Snyder named Heidi Grether, a veteran state government manager, to lead the DEQ.
The rollout was done via press release, and when asked, interview requests were declined. Grether won't talk until she officially begins the job in 2 weeks.
Which left a clear path for critics of the appointment and the Snyder administration in general to own the conversation. And that left the Lansing political and communications establishment again scratching its collective heads as to exactly what the Snyder administration's communications strategy is.
Or whether it even has one. See, there's a way these things are done, and the Snyder administration basically broke almost all of the rules.
Or best practices, as Rick Snyder might call them. And by not following those practices, it means...
Right now, unfortunately, she's just become a punching bag.
That's John Truscott. He was Governor John Engler's communications chief, and now he owns his own PR firm in Lansing.
Right now, they have her just kind of hanging out there with no advocates. She's got nobody defending her, nobody talking about her.
Truscott finds the Snyder administration's handling of this appointment just baffling.
You don't want to send a new person in late in the administration working from behind like this. It's just, it's a distraction that you don't want to saddle her with, and unfortunately, that's what it's become.
Because by many measures, Grether is a solid choice.
She spent time in Lansing. She understands state government, you know, how it works and how things fit together. But that's not what folks ended up focusing on, because Grether also spent much of her career representing the oil and gas industry. She was a lobbyist for BP following the Deepwater Horizon oil spill.
And this has turned out to be a flashpoint the administration was unready to answer.
Yeah, environmentalists, Democrats, Flint water activists and others, they all zeroed in on the fact that she prevented new laws in the wake of the disaster. And that dominated the conversation for the first 24 hours following the announcement. And the Snyder administration and allies remained mostly silent.
Now, putting Grether out front to answer those criticisms would have helped blunt the attacks. But the administration also failed to recruit surrogates to speak on her behalf, people who've known and worked with her dating back to the Engler administration.
Now, Grether's appointment is subject to the advice and consent authority of the state Senate. The Republican-controlled Senate will almost certainly allow the appointment to go through.
But a confirmation hearing, while uncomfortable, might also serve as a forum for Grether to defend her credentials and her vision for the department that's widely not trusted and, as a result, suffers from a morale problem.
And making and defending high-profile appointments are political campaigns of a sort.
It's like a painting. Every stroke on the canvas helps create the picture. Right now, when it comes to the DEQ leadership changeover, that canvas is a dark portrait because the Snyder administration didn't take brush in hand.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief at the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.